When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
There's nothing better than feeling comfortable in your own shoes. And that doesn't mean flopping down on the couch with bunny slippers. Maybe you're a parent raising a little rock star, or a tech nomad working from anywhere and jumping from one thing to the next. Whoever you are, Allbirds wants you to be comfortable in your actual shoes too. Their wool runners, pipers, and loungers are designed for a level of coziness that makes you feel like you can do anything. You might even forget you're wearing them. And their shoes are so stylish, they go perfectly with a wear-whatever-I-want attitude. Allbirds is all about loving Mother Nature too, because no one wants to leave a bad footprint. Each shoe is carefully crafted from natural materials that tread lightly on our planet. From ZQ-certified Merino wool to a bouncy midsole made from sweet foam, the world's first carbon-negative EVA material made from sugarcane.
Welcome to Unexplained Extra with me, Richard McLean Smith. For the weeks in between episodes, we look at the stories that, for one reason or other, didn't make it into the show. In last week's episode, From Eternity to Here, we ventured into Egypt's Valley of the Kings, where in 1922, a team led by Howard Carter and George Herbert, the 5th Earl of Carnarvon, uncovered the final resting place of the long-forgotten pharaoh, Tutankhamun. The apparent fatal consequences of their extraordinary find led many to suspect their disturbing of the sacred tomb had in some way released a curse on any who dared to come near it. Though there is little way of ever knowing the truth of such a claim, what is little in doubt was the impact that Carter's and Carnarvon's rediscovery had on the public imagination. The find made Carter and Carnarvon overnight celebrities, and with it, a kind of Egyptomania took hold, influencing everything from architecture and fashion to literature and cinema. A perhaps less expected consequence was the spike in the number of people suddenly claiming to be the reincarnated spirits of ancient Egyptians. With spiritualism proving especially popular in the 20s and 30s, so too was the practice of supposed past life regression, with no end of people now claiming to have lived a previous life as the newly rediscovered pharaoh Tutankhamun, or perhaps as the more widely known pharaoh Ramesses II. There was one woman, however, who had a rather different story to tell. Her incredible claim to have once lived before in a long ago and distant land was not only linked to a far more obscure name, but had been claimed long before Carter and Carnarvon's find. The story of the woman, formerly known as Dorothy Eady, has been described by one New York Times reviewer as one of the world's most intriguing and convincing modern case histories of reincarnation. In 1904, a baby, later christened Dorothy Eady, was born in South London to parents Mary and Reuben Eady, a young couple from Ireland. A few years later, at the family home in Blackheath, a three-year-old Dorothy was playing at the top of the stairs when she tripped and fell, hitting her head on the floor. By the time her parents found her, it was too late. A doctor was called immediately, who arrived a short time later, only to confirm the terrible news. Their young daughter was dead. And so it was, with monumental surprise, when the doctor returned to the young girl's bedroom where he had left her, a short time later, to find her sitting up awake and playing happily in bed. Not long after, the young girl began exhibiting odd behavior, talking with a peculiar accent and speaking of large columned buildings that she remembered and how she wanted to go home. The following year, Dorothy's parents took her to the British Museum, where at the first sight of the Egyptian galleries, she is said to have run to the nearest statue and kissed its feet, declaring that she was finally home. Pointing to one particular photo, a long, heavily eroded, flat-topped structure fronted by a grand colonnade, the four-year-old Dorothy turned to her parents, stating that it was where she used to live. The building was the Temple of Seti I, a lesser-known, though by no means insignificant, New Kingdom pharaoh of the 19th dynasty. It was fair to say the young Dorothy had certainly never heard of him before. Dorothy's obsession would only intensify as she got older. As a teenager, she began to experience intense and vivid dreams of wandering through grand halls covered in ornate frescoes or stepping into the warmth of a bright desert sun. At 15, in one nighttime reverie, she claimed to have been visited by the mummified body of Seti I himself. In response to her increasingly bizarre claims and sleep disturbances, Dorothy's parents had her admitted to a psychiatric hospital. However, doctors were unable to find anything clinically wrong with the young woman. After leaving hospital, Eady remained more convinced than ever that her spirit belonged in Egypt and made it her lifetime's ambition to move there. She began studying hieroglyphics and collecting Egyptian antiquities. She took on a job working for an Egyptian culture magazine which advocated support for an independent Egypt which was governed by Britain at the time. In her late 20s, Eady met an Egyptian student named Imam Abdul Maguid, and in 1931, much to Edie's joy, the pair decided to relocate to Egypt. It is said that when Eady first stepped foot onto Egyptian soil, she kissed the ground, announcing that she was there to stay. Are you always taking care of your family? Do you often take care of others and not yourself? Now it's time to take care of yourself, to make time for you. You deserve it. Teladoc gives you access to a licensed therapist to help you get back to feeling your best, to feeling like yourself again. With Teladoc, you can speak to a licensed therapist by phone or video. Therapy appointments are available 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. local time. If you feel overwhelmed sometimes, maybe you feel stressed or anxious, depressed or lonely, or you might be struggling with a personal or family issue, Teladoc can help. Teladoc is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy to change counsellors if needed, for free. Teladoc therapy is available through most insurance or employers. Download the app or visit teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast today to get started. That's teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast. Eady and Maguid would marry soon after and give birth to a son, who they named Seti, in honour of the man that Dorothy had come to feel a strange connection to. She herself later adopted the name Om Seti, meaning Mother of Seti. One morning, shortly after her son was born, Om Seti awoke to find herself sitting at her desk, a pen in her hand and reams of paper in front of her, covered in short fragments of hieroglyphic script. Later, she would allege to have been visited in a dream by an entity known as Hor-Ra, who claimed responsibility for the words she had apparently written. Over the next 12 months, Hor-Ra proceeded to dictate messages to her, which she would write out while in a trance state, eventually revealing the story of her past. She had been known as Ben Treshit, a young priestess of humble origins, who had been assigned to the temple of Osiris in the small town of Qom El Sultan. At a young age, she had met and fallen in love with King Seti. The pair had apparently become lovers, resulting in Ben Treshit becoming pregnant. As was ever the case, Ben Treshit was then said to have borne the brunt of the scandal, being forced to commit suicide rather than endure an inevitable public flagellation. In 1935, Om Seti separated from her husband and took a job working for renowned Egyptologist Selim Hassan at the Department of Antiquities, becoming the first woman ever to work there. It was said that when Om Seti first visited the Temple of Seti in Abydos, she recognized it instantly. And when tested by the Chief Inspector of Antiquities to locate elements on the wall paintings inside, she was able to do so perfectly, despite the fact that the paintings had never been made public and it was pitch black inside. Om Seti eventually moved to Abydos, where she would remain until her death in 1981. Never wavering in her conviction that she had lived a previous life, Om Seti is often dismissively described as an eccentric fantasist. However, as greatly revered cosmologist Carl Sagan once noted, she was a lively, intelligent, dedicated woman who made a real contribution to Egyptology. If you enjoy listening to Unexplained and would like to help support us, you can now go to unexplainedpodcast.com/support. All donations, no matter how large or small, are massively appreciated. All elements of Unexplained are produced by me, Richard McLean Smith. Please subscribe and rate the show on iTunes, and feel free to get in touch with any thoughts or ideas regarding the stories you've heard on the show. Perhaps you have an explanation of your own you'd like to share. You can reach us online at unexplainedpodcast.com or on Twitter at unexplainedpod. Now it's time to take care of yourself, to make time for you. Teladoc gives you access to a licensed therapist to help you get back to feeling your best. Speak to a licensed therapist by phone or video anytime between 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. local time, 7 days a week. Teladoc therapy is available through most insurance or employers. Download the app or visit teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast today to get started. That's teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand. It's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products. It's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.